This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The government has approved development of Greenfield Airport at Kota Bundi in Rajasthan at an estimated cost of 1,507 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw announced the Union Cabinet's decision while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday.
Greenfield Airport, naya airport banega Kota Bundi Airport. करीब 20,000 स्क्वायर मीटर की टर्मिनल बिल्डिंग बनेगी, 3,200 मीटर का रनवे बनेगा, 1,000 एकड़ जमीन राजस्थान सरकार इसके लिए फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट दे रही है और करीब 1507 करोड़ रुपए का इन्वेस्टमेंट इसमें आएगा. कैपेसिटी इसकी होगी 2 मिलियन पैसेंजर्स पर एनम.
Mr. Vaishnaw said Cabinet has also approved construction of 6-lane access-controlled capital region ring road in Odisha at a cost of over 8,307 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post congratulated the people of Odisha and Rajasthan for Cabinet decisions announced yesterday related to both the states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the India-China border and reiterated India's commitment to a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question. Mr. Modi received Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Yi handed over a message and invitation from Chinese President Xi Jinping to the Prime Minister for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, Summit SCO, being held in Tianjin. He thanked President Xi for the invitation to the SCO summit and conveyed his acceptance. The Chinese Foreign Minister, Mr. Wang Yi, held bilateral talks with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Sources said that China has promised to address three key concerns of India. They said Chinese Foreign Minister assured during their meeting that China is addressing India's needs of fertilizers, rare earths and tunnel boring machines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Moscow last evening on a 3-day official visit to Russia. He will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation today. Dr. Jaishankar will address the India-Russia Business Forum meeting in Moscow. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will also meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and review the bilateral agenda and share perspective on regional and global issues. The officer trainees of the 2024 batch of Indian Foreign Service yesterday called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During the interaction, Prime Minister discussed India's role as a Vishwabandhu and cited instances of how India has emerged as a first responder for countries in need. Mr. Modi discussed the significance of officer trainees in their role as future diplomats as the country moves ahead towards the aim of becoming developed by the year 2047. In the national capital, Delhi, restaurants, pubs and eateries now will remain open beyond normal hours to boost the city's economy. In this regard, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena yesterday approved a file. Mr. Saxena in a social media post said, the extension in operating hours will boost Delhi's night economy, which will attract investment and create extra employment in the city. As per new operating hours, restaurants and pubs, eateries and open-air dining cafes will open till 1 a.m. as well as restaurants and bars in 3-star hotels will be allowed to operate till 2 a.m. However, restaurants and bars at 4 and 5-star hotels will also be allowed to operate 24 hours and 7 days a week. In 16th Asian Shooting Championship, Rashmika Sehgal has won gold, India's third individual yellow medal on a day two of the competition at Shymkent in Kazakhstan. Rashmika clinched the junior women's air pistol crown yesterday. Earlier in the day, Manu Bhakur, a double Olympic bronze medalist, bagged another individual international medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol final to finish third. The Indian Under-17 Women's Team will begin their SAFF Under-17 Women's Championship 2025 campaign with a clash against Nepal at the Changlimithang Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan today at 2:30 IST. In a new tournament format, four teams, Bangladesh and Bhutan being the other two, will play against each other in a double round-robin league, which means each team will play 6 matches. The team that finishes at the top of the table after the final match day on August 31st will be crowned champions. And it will happen today at Bhutan at 14:30 IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.